One theory about the stock market volatility in the last day, uncertainty about which way the U.S. Congress is blowing. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Into the second down day for stock prices after the S&P 500 fell 1.2% yesterday and the Dow fell 200 points yesterday. In early trading, things were down again, the Dow down about 0.2%. Let's get a sense of the zeitgeist on markets. Many a Wednesday, we check in with Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at the Westwood Group in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning.
A pretty rocky stock market yesterday. Down 200 points. Looks a little rough again this morning. What are market participants worried about?
Definitely saw some upset yesterday, and that was largely a follow-through from what's going on over the weekend. Remember that we're still in the throes of this political election. There are a lot of sound bites coming out. And the market, I think, is starting to realize that there's more than just the presidential seat at stake here. There's also the composition of Congress. So there's uncertainty over that, because it means uncertainty over what the government will spend on, how fiscal policy works. And so I think that's really now starting to trickle down and causing yet more concern about Congress as to what's going to happen.
All right. So that's being priced in here a bit. We also have, in about 4 hours' time or so, the Federal Reserve will release the transcripts of its last meeting. You going to take a look?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. This is an obsession with the market at this point, and we're looking for all the signs and clues that might lead to indications about what happens in December. There's a meeting in November. Unlikely anything will happen there because it's right before the election. And so everyone is looking to that December meeting now to see. Indications are, and market assumption is, that there will be a small rate increase coming out of that meeting. And so we'll be looking for clues in the minutes to see if that still confirms the case.
Susan Schmidt at Westwood Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Russia and Turkey are at loggerheads over Syria, but the two governments this week have reached a deal on a pipeline. It's to run beneath the Black Sea and would give Russia a new path to get natural gas to Western Europe and allow people in Turkey to get cheaper fuel. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a closer look.
Right now, Russia sends its natural gas to Europe through Ukraine, which keeps upping tariffs. Russia's been trying to figure out a way to get around it for years. This Turkstream pipeline would bypass Ukraine altogether. David Goldwyn is an international energy expert, formerly at the State Department. He says what has to happen now is Russia and Turkey have to agree on a price. That's no small thing.
They have ended up in international arbitration. So again, this is not a done deal.
Here's the rub. Turkish jets struck down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border last year, and the two sides basically stopped talking. So Russia and Turkey coming to an agreement on anything is a big deal. Henri Barkey is director of the Middle East program at the Wilson Center.
The objective here is not the pipeline. The objective is to show that Turkey and Russia can get along, especially after a very rough patch. And if a pipeline gets built out of this, fine.
Because what's important here isn't so much about providing power to Turkey and Western Europe as it is about showing political power to the rest of the world. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Now to the power of consumers to encourage social change. It works at the individual level and at scale. Hewlett-Packard and General Mills are among the select group of corporations that insist that the advertising agencies they use need to improve their gender and racial diversity. This after some in the advertising world were on the record as not getting it on diversity issues. Gigi Duban has the story.
Mad Men won 16 Emmys, and it was notable for the way it depicted women in advertising back in the 60s. Here, the character Peggy Olson gets a tour of Sterling Cooper.
You know, there are women copywriters.
Good ones?
Sure. I mean, you can always tell when a woman's writing copy, but sometimes she just might be the right man for the job, you know?
50 years later, it turns out the advertising world isn't that different. Nancy Hill is president and CEO of the American Association of Advertising Agencies. She did a study recently showing more than half of women in advertising have been sexually harassed at least once at work.
I've said pretty publicly I'm surprised it wasn't higher.
She says harassment and gender bias can be blatant. Think offensive comments or touching. Or more subtle, like the guys in charge leaving a female colleague out of important discussions. But Sharoni Little, who teaches at the USC Marshall School of Business, says lately corporations are pushing change at the ad agencies they hire.
Because of the increased voices and litigation, quite honestly, around gender and racial inclusion.
General Mills recently asked agencies competing for its business to staff creative departments with at least 50% women and 20% people of color. HP Inc. is giving ad agencies 1 year to significantly increase the percentage of women and minorities in top creative roles. Antonio Lucio is HP's chief marketing and communications officer. He says this week the company is reviewing proposals ad agencies submitted at HP's request, detailing plans to improve diversity.
What we decided to do has to do more with the business imperative of having the right level of representation among the people that are leading our communication efforts.
It's smart business. After all, women buy 53% of computers and 45% of printers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
We're continuing to follow the scrapping of Samsung's big smartphone, the Galaxy Note 7, after some caught fire. Today, Samsung cut its profit estimate for the quarter by 33%. Samsung is saying if you have one of these, options include a refund or returning the unit for another Samsung model plus a $25 gift card. And the IKEA store in Shanghai has become a hotspot for lonely seniors to hang out, mingle, maybe find a date. But in recent days, a new sign has been put up in the IKEA cafeteria there. If you want to sit at the tables, you got to buy something first. Okay, I'll have one lingonberry, please. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.